Well, the word legend gets thrown around a little bit willy-nilly these days, but when it comes to Australian music, there's one bloke that is a bona fide legend, and he's no longer with us, unfortunately, but I tell you what, the milestones keep on coming. I'm talking about Slim Dusty, whose album, The Very Best of Slim Dusty, today marks 1,000 weeks on the ARIA charts, and I've got to say, it's an absolute honour to be speaking to his daughter, Anne Kirkpatrick. Anne, thanks for joining us.
Oh, hello. No, very happy to have a chat. And yeah, what a milestone. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's, look, and I guess it's from your perspective, these things just keep racking up. I mean, Dad's been gone for quite a number of years now, but 1,000 weeks is just extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. I mean, my dad had a lot of firsts in his life. You know, the first person to have his voice beaten down from space, first person ever hit over in the UK with a pub, and a lot of firsts, and now, 15 years after he passed away, yet another first, and it's quite a milestone, and I'm so proud that everyone is celebrating. We hadn't realised, actually, the record company got in touch, EMI Universal got in touch and said, do you realise that the very best of, I mean, I see it every month in the charts, you know, and it makes me feel great. I'd pick up the magazine or whatever and look at the charts and, wow, there's Dad maybe once or twice in the charts yet again. But I never realised that he'd racked up 1,000 weeks.
Tell me, I mean, with all, as you say, there were so many firsts, so many milestones along the way, you know, 36 golden guitars and so many other things. Was there one particular thing that your dad was most proud of?
Well, you know what? My dad, he'd only finish one thing and then that was it. He was on to the next thing, you know. He was always sort of moving forward. He was always reaching and focused and just moving forward. I mean, he always wanted to get to the 100 albums. I must say that was a thing. He was thrilled to get to his 100th album. That was a really big thing for him. And but, you know, he just liked nothing better. I mean, he was born to sing. He just liked nothing better than finding good songs, writing or finding good songs and recording them. And more than that, he just liked being out on the road performing, you know.
Is there a song that most... Is there a song that most resonates with you, Anne?
Oh, that's a really hard question. The song Looking Forward, Looking Back of Don Walker's that he recorded for his 100th album is really my dad's song now. That really, I think, resonates with me for him. And that was in more recent times. Going back in the 60s, there was a heap of stuff of Henry Lawson's that he put to music, Middleton's Rouseabout and Sweeney, which were just absolutely classic, you know, because, you know, he loved Henry Lawson and he recorded quite a lot of his material. And that whole year in the 60s, I remember as a kid on the, you know, travelling and that and seeing him on stage during that period, that was a real high for me.
And you've, the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree, a fantastic career you've had yourself over the years, but I guess you probably had no choice because it was part of your childhood, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I guess I just grew up surrounded by it all, and I loved the lifestyle, the travelling, and my dad encouraged me to sing from the time I was about, well, 4 or 5. We used to make little tapes and that, and I started recording with the family from 10 or 11 in the show and all that stuff. So it was really a natural thing for me. I loved the lifestyle and wanted to follow in the family footsteps. So here I am now, and quite a few albums under my own belt, it's funny how at time as you get older and you look at the whole family tree, how it's all branching out. And any day now, I'm going to be a grandmother for the first time. So how about that, my son and daughter-in-law? So how time has moved on, eh?
Well, congratulations from all of us here at the Triple M Network. I want to ask you a lot of tributes to Slim Dusty over the years, but none more so than the last few years, the Slim Dusty Centre in Kempsey. You're on your way back from an event there now.
I am. I have to be absolutely honest. There was a late night last night and I'm driving back and I get the phone call. Whoops! I had to pull over quickly to do the interview. So, yeah, there was a big event. The Maclay Valley Business Awards were held there at the Slim Dusty Centre last night. So I drove up for that. And the Slim Dusty Centre won the Excellence Prize in Hospitality and Tourism for the area. So I was very thrilled for all the staff up there who work incredibly hard, and that was a nice bit of recognition for the centre.
The mantelpieces in your family must be huge.
Well, they've got lighter now that all the stuff's gone up to the centre. In fact, up at the centre, in the central Golden Gallery, all of our golden guitars are there. I think we've got 52 between Mum and I and Dad. So they're all up there at the centre now. So our house is a little lighter.
That's amazing. I just, you know, I just shake my head every time I look at these milestones that your family has racked up over the years. And congratulations once again on behalf of the family for a 1,000 weeks, the very best of Slim Dusty on the ARIA charts.
So proud.
You should be.
Yeah, fantastic.
Wonderful to talk to you. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you.
That's Anne Kirkpatrick, Slim Dusty's daughter. 1,000 weeks today, the very best of Slim Dusty has been on the ARIA charts. What a milestone.